Well, could this be the end of the political road for Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's veteran prime minister? Exit polls indicate he has failed to get a majority in a rerun election in the past day. His main rival, the popular former general Benny Gantz, may edge him out. It's wall-to-wall on Israel's TV networks. Just some of the Israeli TV coverage in the past day. Well, let's head to the heart of this race, Jerusalem, and our Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek to find out where the numbers are at for the two major players as the count continues.
Linda, it looks like they're neck and neck. No matter which figures you look at, even though the official figures haven't been released, they show that less than half the vote's been counted. That's because they're checking the count to unprecedented levels this time around because of allegations of voter fraud. But even based on the unofficial figures that are being reported, neither side of politics has a clear path to government. If you're looking at the right-wing bloc, that would be led by Benjamin Netanyahu, they have 56 of the 61 seats needed, and the centre-left bloc that would be led by Benny Gantz has 55. So, you know, really only one seat in it based on the unofficial figures. And if no one can get to 61, the majority needed to govern, and it doesn't look like anyone can get there at the moment, then either side will need to compromise in a fairly significant way in order to form government. Or perhaps, you know, there's even talk of a third election, which a second election was unprecedented. A third would be disastrous, according to Israel's political establishment, just simply for trust in government and the system. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, he sent Israelis back to the polls, and he warned throughout the campaign about Arab voters and Arab politicians getting into government to about a high turnout. And it looks like that's perhaps exactly what's happened. And now Benjamin Netanyahu is warning about the prospect of Arab parties blocking him or the right wing from getting into government. Here's what he had to say. So he's saying there will not be and there cannot be a government that leans on Arab anti-Zionist parties, parties that negate the very existence of Israel as a Jewish and democratic state, parties that exalt and praise bloodthirsty terrorists who murder our soldiers, citizens and children.
So keeping up the rhetoric that he very much used during the campaign there. So if this remains tight, you mentioned the Arab parties, for example, getting a good turnout, but who is the likely kingmaker?
Yes, for all Benjamin Netanyahu's talk of the Arab parties, it's unlikely they'll play a role in forming the next government because they never have in the history of Israel's parliamentary democracy. Instead, it's a man called Avigdor Lieberman, the Prime Minister's former right-hand man, former chief of staff, campaign director, and also a key ally in previous coalitions. Now, he's the one who effectively set the stage for this second election by refusing to sit in Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition with ultra-Orthodox Jewish parties, who've been a key part of Benjamin Netanyahu's dominance of Israeli politics over the last decade. That was ostensibly about a debate over a bill on conscription and getting greater numbers of ultra-Orthodox Jews to serve in Israel's armed forces under the mandatory service obligations. But many people suspect it's simply about getting Benjamin Netanyahu out of government. He's disappointed and betrayed Avigdor Lieberman, in Avigdor Lieberman's words, a number of times. And now Avigdor Lieberman really has increased his vote and can play a major role in who's going to form government. He's calling for that to be a unity government from across both sides of politics. Here's what he said. From all aspects, both economically and also from a security perspective, we are indeed in a state of emergency. Therefore, the country needs a broad government, not a government that fights for its survival from week to week, from one no-confidence vote to another.
And very briefly, Eric, of course, Prime Minister Netanyahu is facing corruption allegations and potential prosecution, isn't he?
Yes, in just two weeks he'll be in court facing a pre-indictment hearing on corruption charges that have dogged his premiership for some years. This is, you know, something he had hoped to avoid or at least face from a position of high office or perhaps even having granted himself immunity from prosecution. And now it looks like he'll be fighting for his political life. He may not even have a clear mandate to govern. So speaking with Israeli political journalists last night, they say Bibi set up this contest. He failed to get the kind of protection he wanted, and now he looks like he's failed to secure a majority. So no matter how you look at it, yesterday's election was a bad day for Benjamin Netanyahu.
Our Middle East correspondent Eric Torcek in Jerusalem.